Well, I think it was the highlight, really, of the entire night, that big booming laugh, Slats, of Jonathan Thurston as he was awarded joint Dally M. The third time he's got that medal around his neck. Congratulations, Jonathan.
Thanks very much, DK. Yeah, it was a very nerve-wracking night, but had a few reds to settle the nerves, but that's
enough to help. Hey, JT, everyone was saying you were going to win the thing. Does that amp up more pressure on you on the night?
Yeah, I suppose it does. Look, you know, these awards are always tightly contested, so, you know, everyone was saying that I was a shoo-in to win the award, but, you know, from being involved in the awards from previous occasions, you know, I know they always come down to the wire, and I've seen our blokes being pipped on the post in the last round, so, you know, when they called the team up onto the stage and for the last round, I didn't think I was going to pole any points in that last round, and when Jared got two and went to the lead, I didn't think I was going to peg him back.
I can tell you what, it was terrific, Jonathan, to have Russell Crowe. You know, when you think one of the world's great movie stars actually reading the votes out. But there was he had that sense of theatre, mate, with you. He dragged you out as far as you could. Then you had to give him a bit of a touch-up.
Yeah. He did. He did a wonderful job in keeping the suspense going, Rusty, and that's what he's been great at. So, yeah, look, it was still a good night, and I'm very proud to be able to have another medal around my neck.
And mate, a little bit hard, I suppose, that loss in the finals, not getting through to the GF. You guys were playing terrific footy at the end.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaking loss for us, but you know, as a squad, we need to learn from it. You know, when you're playing in big matches and playing against great teams, you can't give them a 30-point head start, and that's what we did. And you know, we showed some real character and true grit to get ourselves back in the game, but you know, like a few games throughout the season, we just weren't good enough and couldn't get over the line in the end.
Hey, awards, Jonathan, that's not why you play the game, quite obviously. You play it for yourself and your teammates and that, but will it be more when you look back on your career after you retire and you think, oh my God, I won three Dally M's, you know?
Yeah, it's still pretty hard to believe. You know, when Tony Squires was mentioning that, you know, I'm sitting alongside the eighth and Morla, Andrew Johns, and you know, the only player to win three Dally M medals. So it blows me away. And, yeah, still can't quite believe it. But like you said, you know, when I retire, it will be something that I'll be very proudly look back on. And Frankie's had the medal around her neck already this morning. So, so it's been great.
And, mate, we know the skills you have on the field, but it's the grit and determination that appeals to me. I bet you were like that when you were four.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I couldn't stand losing when I was a kid. Still can't stand losing as an adult. So, yes, I've always been that competitive.
And, mate, I know you've got plenty of commitments. The grand final, they're rank underdogs, the Bulldogs. Do you give them any chance against the Rabbits?
Yeah, always. You know, they're a strong club. Desi knows how to get you know, the boys firing, and you know, they shouldn't be underestimated. You know, I've got a real soft spot for the Doggies. Hopefully they do well, but you know, my head's saying the Bunnies. So yeah, you know, really looking forward to the game.
Mate, magical night for you. It's capped off a great season. JT, we thank you for your time, mate. I know it's been busy for you this morning.
Yes, no worries. Thanks for having me.